Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to be here this evening. It's good to be here. We want to welcome all the visitors. Thank you for coming. Tonight, for a little devotional, I thought I would read Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 11. It's known as the faith chapter. I'll go through and read it, and then I have a few comments on it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. But having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Of him it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Now, I could stop right there and I can get an unbalanced view of faith. There's a lot of amazing things happened. Quenched the violence of fire. I don't know where all these happened. To stop the mouths of lions. That was probably Daniel. Escape the edge of the sword. I can stop reading there and think that, wow, if I just had the faith of these men, God would protect me no matter what. Especially if we read, everybody knows the story about Daniel in the lion's den. He was a very faithful man, and he prayed 3 times a day, even though the king made a decree that everybody had to worship his God, or however exactly that went. But Daniel faithfully prayed to God 3 times a day, and they end up throwing him in the lion's den, and he was protected. And I could run with that, thinking, wow, if I pray 3 times a day, God will protect me. Or the 3 Hebrew children, they refused to bow to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar set up. And they ended up being thrown into the fiery furnace, and God protected them. And I can have this unbalanced view of this faith that if I have enough faith, God will protect me. But if we go back to Hebrews on verse 35, and we keep reading, and it says, and others, were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. They were probably offered a deal. Some of them were probably offered a deal, which we know they were. Like, there's history where people were told that if you recant from your faith, we'll let you go free. But it says they would not accept deliverance. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging. Yeah, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. Wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. I mean, that's some pretty gruesome descriptions. It talks about people being cut in half. And so I can ask this question, well, did they not have enough faith, or what's going on here? Or is this faith talking about something else? Is it? And we can look at the end of at what happened. I guess I come to the conclusion that sometimes God will spare someone's life for the purpose of drawing people to Him. If we look at Daniel chapter 3, this was after the three Hebrew children came out of the fire. Verse 28 says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." So there we see that by God sparing their life, it was a great testimony of Him, and the whole nation turned toward God. And the same in Daniel 6, after Daniel was pulled out of the lion's den, says, "Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth." I mean, this was worldwide in this case. "Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for He is the living God and steadfast forever. And His kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and His dominion shall even be unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of lions." There again, God used, by saving someone's life, it was a very powerful testimony of Himself, and it drew people to Him. But there's also times when God allows people to die. Like, for example, in Acts chapter, I think it's Acts 12, the beginning of it, James was killed. He was in prison, and they killed him. And then in the same chapter, halfway through, there's the account of Peter. He was also in prison, and God sent an angel, and he walked out like nobody stopped him. Broke his chains, and he walked out. So did James not have faith? I believe he did. So what was this faith about? And then I'm sure we've all heard the term the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. I found this article. It was the second century church father. His name was Tertullian, I think I'm saying it right, lived in Carthage, North Africa. When persecution of Christians was at its apex, in those days the blood of martyrs soaked the earth as believers were fed to lions, beaten, whipped, sawed in half, put to death by sword, burned in the fire, and chained in prisons. Tertullian maintained that the more Christians were persecuted and mown down, the more they would multiply, because the blood of Christians is seed. The earth has been filled with the blood of martyrs as with seed, and from that seed have sprung the crops of the church. They have asserted Christ's cause more effectively when dead than when they were alive. I just had to think of that. Like, sometimes God sees that it will be more effective to drawing people to Him if He allows somebody to die than to save their life. They assert it today. They preach Him today. This is talking about the blood of the martyrs. Their tongues are silent. Their deeds echo around the world. They were arrested, bound, imprisoned, brought to trial, tortured, burned at the stake, stoned to death, run through, fed to wild beasts. In all their kinds of death, they were jeered at as worthless. But the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. So there again, we can ask the question, what, did they not have enough faith? Like, this person had faith and his life was spared. It doesn't look like that's the case. And what I mean by that, I didn't mean that they didn't have faith. It doesn't look like that this faith is something that, like, if I have enough faith, my life will be spared or God will do good things for me. I don't think that's what this was talking about. Anyway, when it talks about they were saying about the blood of the martyrs is still speaking today. If we back up in Hebrews 11, verse 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And then it says, and by it, being dead, yet speaketh. The righteousness, the faith that Abel had was a testimony. And it is still speaking today. And there's another place in one of the Gospels where Jesus was talking to a group of people and they weren't repenting. And he said, from the blood of, I think it said, from the blood of righteous Abel unto someone else, that they're going to be condemned by this is a witness against them. So what did they have faith in? What if it doesn't, you know, if there's faithful people that are dying, well, then it's not a faith that's going to, like, save me from the lions every time somebody's, like, thrown in a lion's den. So what is it? Well, the first verse here in Hebrews 12, it says, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Well, what are they hoping for? Whatever they're hoping for, the faith is the substance of that. Well, if we go to verse 10 in Hebrews, Hebrews 11, verse 10, it says, it's talking about Abraham. It says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So that's what he was hoping for. A city that is built by God. And that's not something that's here on earth currently. So he was looking somewhere beyond this life. Then on verse 16 it says, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. The thing that they were hoping for was something that was beyond this life. Something eternal. And this faith This faith that they had, looking into eternity, you know, we can have that same faith, and it gives us peace knowing that no matter what happens to us physically here on this earth, we have eternal life, whether we get martyred, whether however God wants to use us. And the three Hebrew children, I like their response when Nebuchadnezzar was, you know, giving them one more chance and saying, hey, when you hear this instrument and that instrument, that's the time that you bow. Like, if you didn't get it before, this is how it's done. But they told him, Daniel 3, verse 17, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So they had a hope beyond this life. They understood that possibly this is going to be the end of their life. They had a faith in the eternal city that God has prepared for them. So I guess the conclusion, just because I have a lot of faith doesn't mean that I'm going to be protected from physical harm in this life. And I know there are times when people have, you know, the people get healed, and there's times when people die of sicknesses. And that is not because they had a lack of faith, I don't believe. I believe God can use us in whatever way is the most effective to draw people to him in whatever way he wants. You know, the Bible says that we are not our own, we're bought with a price. So that's all I have. I guess my encouragement is we live by faith, and this faith is not a faith that if we have enough faith we'll have a real good life here on earth and God will protect us from everything, but it's a faith that goes beyond the grave. So that's all I have. May God bless you.